brush.
What do you dry the dishes with?
Well, we have a dishwasher, so if we just a few dishes, we dry them with a dish towel. If there's quite a bit, we put them in the dishwasher, and it washes and dries both.
And what do you dry yourself off with after a shower?
Towel.
Okay. And when you wash dishes, you turn on the
tap or water faucet or.
Okay. And if you heat water for tea, what do you heat it in?
Microwave or a pan on the electric stove.
Okay. How about something bigger than a pan that you might use to cook soup in? What do you call that? Something with two
kettle.
Pan. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What do you cook a scrambled egg in?
A frying pan.
Okay. Have you ever seen a lamp made out of a bottle and some liquid to burn inside and a rag for a wick?
Kerosene lamp.
Okay. And what else could you burn besides kerosene?
Well, I guess there's some gas lamps or something like that, although they're not in use now.
Mm-hmm.
We have a lantern there that's a Coleman lantern, but it's a battery lantern that you turn on. You don't have to use liquid.
Mm-hmm. What do the English burn sometimes? We don't burn it anymore because it makes too much black smoke. But
coal?
Yeah, uh-huh. And if you take your...
Coal oil is another...
Oh, uh-huh. Uh-huh.
When you mention coal...
Coal oil
and kerosene are essentially the same, I think.
Okay. What would you call a bed that you make up on the floor?
I'm not following what you're...
Well, sometimes if, let's say you had a lot of grandkids coming over and...
Bed rolls or...
Yeah, if you didn't have enough places
cots.
For them to sleep. Yeah. Would you call it a pallet? Is that the same as a bed roll? A pallet?
I just think about kids going to camp, and a lot of times when you come, you just take a bed roll and stretch out where there's any available space, I suppose.
Okay. Have you ever heard of a sugan or a sugan? Sugan?
No.
S-U-G-A-N?
No.
What would you call a heavy bed cover?
Quilt.
Okay. What do you cover a pillow with?
A pillowcase.
Okay. If the light goes out, what do you have to do?
Change the bulb if the bulb burned out, or if you have an electrical failure, you call the electric company and tell them that you got a problem.
Okay. Now, you watch programs on
TV.
And what do you wear to protect your clothes when you cook?
An apron, or sometimes just your regular work clothes.
Okay. What do you wear if it's cold outside? Do you have to put on your...
Jacket, or sweater, or parka if it really gets cold.
Uh-huh. And what's a cloth that you use to blow your nose with?
Handkerchief.
Okay. What's a different kind that you would use to keep the sweat off your brow? A different kind of cloth that you would use to keep the sweat off your brow?
A bandana.
Okay. Now, you mentioned work clothes. What kind of clothes would you use to work in the garden, say, or work on the farm?
Jeans and work shirt or any kind of shirt, T-shirt.
Mm-hmm. What about your shoes? What kind of shoes?
We have dress shoes and work shoes, or sometimes I use, just athletic shoes that you jog in, although I don't jog much anymore.
Okay. What do you wear to protect your hands?
Gloves.
How about to protect your head?
Cap or a hat.
What's a cap? What do you define as a cap?
It's a